The Marketing Message by Vicki Green. Once you've identified your targeted leads, you can build your marketing campaign and create the messages to capture their attention. If you have a phone number, you may call them and find out if they're interested in selling or buying. You can use a script to guide you in a live conversation, or you could leave a ringless voicemail message designed to sound like it's custom, but it could be used for multiple calls to the same kind of lead. The message might ask them to call you, email you, or send them to your website, or any combination of these. And then you will only hear from the ones who you inspired to take action. If the phone number is a mobile line, you might want to text them with a short, custom message. Again, there are software systems that can send a multitude of messages at one time, and you might use this as your first message or in a contact campaign as one of the multiple ways of reaching out to your lead. In some cases, you may only have a mailing address to work with, and if so, you will want to have a message that works well in postcard formats and letters for direct mail. It is essential to send the message to a mailing address rather than the property address if you're trying to reach the owner that does not live there. If it is a rental property, the owner may never receive your message. Since sending postcards costs less in postage than a letter, you may want to design a multi-touch campaign with the postcard before the letter if the address provided to you is not good. You would then make corrections to your database before sending out the next batch of postcards or letters. Remember, statistics show you will need a minimum of 5 to 8 touches before getting a reasonable rate of response. Your results will get better with the targeted group to send messages and effective messages known as copy in your campaign. You can outsource copywriting if you do not feel you can write compelling copy. There are many forms of media used in advertising. These include bandit signs, posters, billboards, flyers, brochures, direct mail, social media, videos, voicemails, texts, emails, websites, networking, referrals, car magnets, letters, newsletters, and even leaving notes on people's doors. The options are seemingly endless. You will need to consider the specifics of who you want to reach, the type of investing you are doing, and the best resources for obtaining leads and delivering a customized message to your target market. Be sure to track how the people are responding to you and how they heard of you to see which works more, and then substitute something that is not working as you would like. Real estate markets are different in each area. You will need to test what works in your market, track responses, and adjust your efforts accordingly to the results of your tests. And you can pay attention to different colors used, headlines, keywords in your copy, filters used to target your leads, etc. You will need to be consistent and persistent with your marketing efforts. It is unrealistic to reach out one time and say it does not work because you did not receive a double-digit response rate. Multiple touches, at least 5 to 8 times in a campaign, should be planned for, both in time and expense. If you need more leads to do more deals, you need to do more marketing. If your phone is not ringing, then you need to reach out and make some calls. And once you get your marketing machine up and running, do not let it stop. You will have to spend more time getting it going again, so you do what you need to be sure you always have multiple leads to work on in your pipeline so you can make offers and close deals. You cannot make deals if you are not making offers.